I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
In our studio we have some special guests and some are also on the way as well. So those who are here in the studio, let's see who's joining us today. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal.
MashaAllah, may Allah Ta'ala bless you and keep you well. Yeah. And MashaAllah, on my left side here, I have Muhammad Nu'man Raza. Nu'man Raza, you got a mic in front of you. Can you hold it, please? MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing, Omar Raza?
I'm doing well. And how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, I'm fine as well. MashaAllah. Thank you for asking. I hope you've been enjoying your day today.
Yeah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. What's your best part been so far? What was your favorite food?
Milk cake,
mashallah, subhanallah. Nu'man Raza has been enjoying the milk cake. Wow, subhanallah. Nu'man Raza, inshallah, will be reciting a naat, inshallah. I would like to request Nu'man Raza to recite a naat. Nu'man Raza, do you want to read a naat today?
Yes.
Come on then, read a naat to us. Let's read through the path first, yeah? Sallallahu alayka
ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Habibullah sabse
Hassan Nu'man Raza, that was beautiful. MashaAllah, well done. It looks like you've been practicing a lot. MashaAllah, well done for all that hard work that you've been doing, inshallah. And try to keep improving this, inshallah, Azawajal. You're on the right track, inshallah, Azawajal. And you'll become a beautiful Naat Khan, inshallah, Azawajal. The first message of today's program, that if you have been, in fact, all of you, either if you have been reading Quran Pak in the beautiful month of Ramadan, or you missed out, and you realize, you know what, the month of Quran came, and even in that month we didn't recite. But at least you realized at least we could take a lesson from now. So either way, if you have been reciting Quran Pak, you put so much effort in the month, or you didn't, well, let's learn this and take this as a lesson, that as a Muslim, we need to increase our efforts and our time in reciting glorious Quran. What would you suggest, like minimum, how much should they read the Quran, and how regularly?
You can read it as much as you want, even a little bit. You can read around one page or two pages a day. You can read it every day, or maybe once every 2 days, and try to read as much as you can.
Subhanallah. Reading 2 pages a day, how long will it take? 4 minutes, 5 minutes? Yeah, if you're a slow reader, okay, really slow readers, call it 10 minutes. Even 10 minutes, if you were to spare and read Quran Pak, and if you were to do this every single day for the next, say, 11 months or so, inshallah, you'll be able to recite one whole cycle of Quran Pak. You'll be able to do Khatme Quran. And you know what happens to many of us? When the month of Ramadan is near the end, we say, you know what, inshallah, next 11 months, I'm going to read the Quran. Before next Ramadan, I'm going to try to read at least one Quran Pak. Some people say, inshallah, I'm going to try to read 4 Quran Pak, 10 Quran Pak. You know, depending on your passion, you make some intentions, which is a good thing, which is a nice thing to do, that you've made some intentions in the beautiful month of Ramadan and how you're going to live your life afterwards. However, 11 months go past, Ramadan's here, and you think, you know what? Like previous years, I have not been able to read the Quran. And that's maybe because sometimes we set targets which are really high, but we forget to read. We forget to, you know, break it down. And if you could break it down to a page, at 2 pages a day, it makes a big difference. 2 pages a day, every single day, if we were to recite Quran Pak, inshallah, we will be able to read whole Quran Pak, inshallah. The first lesson that we spoke about is, let's continue the beautiful habit of reciting Quran Pak, and let's try to read every single day, like Brother Hassan said earlier on. And the second lesson we learned from Ramadan is, like the way in the month of Ramadan we've been praying Isha Namaz with Jamaat, now we need to continue this with this beautiful habit and read our Isha Namaz throughout the rest 11 months as well. Subhanallah. Let's see who has just joined us in the studio. MashaAllah. Namaz Raza, can you go back? That's good, lad. But put your back straight. Good boy. Can you hold the mic? MashaAllah. And can you hold the mic next to Amina? Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
How are you?
May Allah.
MashaAllah, we have Muhammad Muawiyah Raza and Amina Fatima joining us today. Amina, would you like to read something to us today?
Yeah.
Yes, MashaAllah. By the way, with that scarf, you look so beautiful. MashaAllah. Say MashaAllah.
MashaAllah.
Come on then, what are you going to read to us? Are you going to read or not? Come on then, read it now. Come on. Read it loud. Ma fi qalbi ghayrullah nur Muhammad. Loud. La ilaha illallah.
Tere sadake mein aaka sa shahar ko
deen mila.
Tere noon
kalima pada. La ilaha illallah. Subhanallah, that was beautiful. Mavia Raza, can you say Subhanallah?
Yeah.
Say again, Subhanallah.
Yeah.
Say Subhanallah.
Yeah.
Say La ilaha illallah.
La
illallah. Say La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. MashaAllah, you can see he's so excited today, MashaAllah. And he likes reading. No, don't press the button. Good boy, MashaAllah. Well done, MashaAllah. That was so nice. Wow, well done. Muawiyah Raza, come on. Are you going to say something?
Yeah.
Say, Assalamu alaikum. Oh, how are you?
How are you?
Subhanallah, MashaAllah, that was beautiful. Well done, MashaAllah. all the viewers of I Love Islam, and by seeing these kids here, mashallah, you can see this bit of joy and excitement, and I'm sure in your house as well. So make sure all of you look after the kids in your houses as well. And all the kids who are watching this program, make sure you behave. When you go to your grandparents' house, aunties and uncles and relatives, when you go to their homes, make sure you behave and don't make too much noise. MashaAllah, Muawiyah is enjoying here. He's running around in the studio. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Muawiyah, you want to come here? MashaAllah, he's coming to me now. Come on, come on, Muawiyah. Come on. To me. Good boy. MashaAllah. There you go. He's a good boy. MashaAllah. Say Assalamu Alaikum. Say Assalamu Alaikum. How are you? Say
I.
Love.
Yes.
Islam.
And yes.
Again, let's do it one more time.
I.
Love.
Yes.
Islam.
Yes.
MashaAllah. Can you give me that mic, Noman? MashaAllah. Good boy. Well done. Come on. You sit down again. MashaAllah. Now, we're going to do a trial. And this is a lesson as well for the elders. I'm going to do a trial. I'm going to explain to you how easy it is to teach kids sabak. Yeah, we're going to tell you how easy it is to manage them, okay? Wabi, are you ready? Come on, Wabi, we're going to read something now, okay? Say, Bismillah. Come on, say Bismillah Hirrahmanir Rahim. Now say it loud, okay? Say it loud. Alif.
Alif.
Loud, say it loudly. Alif.
Alif.
Ba.
Ta.
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 Sa.
Sa.
Jim.
Jim.
Ha.
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 Dal.
Dal.
Zal. Ra.
Ra.
Za.
Ra.
Sin.
Sin.
Sheen.
Sheen.
Sad.
Rod.
Dad.
Da.
Ta.
Da.
Ra.
Ra.
Ayn.
Ayn.
Ghayn.
Ghayn.
Fa.
Ra.
Qaf.
Ra.
Kaf. Lam.
Lam.
Mim.
Mim.
Noon.
Noon.
Wow.
Ra. Ra.
Ha.
Ha.
Hamza.
Hamza.
Ya.
Ra.
MashaAllah, that was beautiful. Well done, Muawiyah. You've been a good boy. Good boy. You've been a good boy. Yes. Say Alhamdu. Lillah. La ilaha. Say la ilaha.
La.
La. Ilaha.
La. La. La.
La ilaha illallah.
La. La. Illallah.
La ilaha illallah.
La. La. Illallah.
La ilaha illallah.
La. La. Illallah.
Subhanallah. Say. Say Subhanallah. Okay, MashaAllah. Well done. Hasbi Rabbi. Hasbi Rabbi Jallallah. Ma fi qalbi ghayrullah. MashaAllah. That was so nice. Well done. You've been a good boy today. MashaAllah. Well done. It's been a good boy today. MashaAllah. This was a small exercise I thought I'd do in front of you. When you teach kids, it takes a lot of energy, it takes a lot of effort, and at the beginning it's going to be hard. Okay, now to get to this level, you know, there's a lot of background, you know, effort that has gone through. MashaAllah, you can see when I was reciting the alphabet, MashaAllah, he was pronouncing those words, those letters, and he was doing really well, he was enjoying. And that's what we need to do. We need to make, you know, Islamic learning, you know, fun and enjoyable. And we need to make sure we give quality time to our children, you know, spend time with them, rather than spending time on social media, on TV, and doing other things. We need to give quality time to our children. Make sure all the parents who are watching this program, now make sure you take time out for your children. This is your investment. This is your future, inshallah. And make sure you give them good upbringing, inshallah, azawajal. I think he wants to go now. MashaAllah. Good boy. Subhanallah. MashaAllah. Can we pass this mic back to Amina now? Amina, you want to come to me or you want to stay there? You want to come to me? Okay, come to me then. Come on. MashaAllah, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Amina's joined me now. MashaAllah. Amina, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Amina, something missing. Do you know that? I'm looking for your smile. Where's your smile? MashaAllah. SubhanAllah. Amina, what do you want to read to us? I want you to read something. Do you want to read Ali Batasa? Come on then. Look over there. Look over there. I say it. Read it loud. I want you to read nice and loud. Come on. Alif and enjoy it. Come on. Say Alif.
Alif.
Carry on.
Ba, da, fa, jim, ha, ha, dal, bal, ra, za, shin, sin, so,
Good girl, that's really nice. MashaAllah, I shall read it with you. Okay, I'm going to read to you now. You're going to read nice and loud, aren't you? Are you ready? Are you ready? Come on then, it's Amina's turn now to read the Arabic alphabet. Okay? Come on. Now you have to listen. I want to see how loud you read today. You have to prove to me you can read loud. Are you ready? Okay, say Bismillah.
Bismillah.
Hirrahmah.
Hirrahmah.
Nirrahim.
Nirrahim.
Alif.
Alif.
Is that how loud you read? I'm sure you could do louder than that.
Alif.
That's better. Alif.
Alif.
Ba.
Ba.
Ta.
Ta.
Sa.
Sa.
Jim.
Jim.
Ha.
Ha.
Kha.
Kha.
Dal.
Dal.
Zal.
Zal.
Ra.
Ra.
Za.
Za.
Sin.
Sin.
Sheen.
Sheen.
Sod.
Sod.
Dod.
Dod.
Ta.
Ta.
Za.
Za.
Ayn.
Ayn.
Ghayn.
Ghayn.
Fa.
Fa.
Qaf.
Qaf.
Kaf.
Kaf.
Lam.
Lam.
Mim.
Mim.
Noon.
Noon.
Wow.
Wow.
Ha.
Ha.
Hamza.
Hamza.
Ya.
Ya.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
That's really good. MashaAllah, that was beautiful. Well done. MashaAllah, Amin has been so nice today. She's been behaving and she's read nuts. She read nuts before. She read the hamd and then she also read the Arabic alphabet. And you've been really good. How have you got in your hands? Oh, wow. SubhanAllah. Look at this. That's so nice. Looks beautiful. MashaAllah. That's nice, isn't it? MashaAllah. And your scarf looks beautiful as well. MashaAllah. We need to go back to our topic as well. I'm looking at the time. Time is running quite fast. Today we were talking about lessons of Ramadan. And in the morning, during Sahri and Iftari, so morning and evening, there's two things that a lot of people did. So let's analyze them. The first thing in the morning is we woke up early morning to perform our sahri. We made sure we had some food because we knew we were going to fast throughout the day. And most of us, we probably did sahri every single day of Ramadan. Not even a single day we missed. And those who did iftari, very likely most of you read your fajr namaz as well. And a great number of you read your fajr namaz with jamaat as well. What does that mean? If in the month of Ramadan, we're able to make our way to the masjid for Fajr, that means we can go to Fajr in the rest 11 months as well. And that's something for us to reflect and realize. Why? Because Ramadan has gone now, does that mean we go away from the masjid? That's not right. It's just not fair. It's not, it doesn't make sense. Yeah, because we as a Muslims, our connection with masjid needs to be on a daily basis. Every single day of our life, we need to go and visit the masjid. We need to make sure we take our children, our youngsters, encourage them to go to the masjid and read namaz. And first and most importantly, ourselves. We need to make sure we go and read namaz. You might think, you know what, it's hard, especially in the summer, it's hard to wake up in the morning. So what are we going to do? It's hard. But the month of Ramadan has proven you can wake up. Many of you, you only had a few hours of sleep. You still made sure you get up for Fajr. Yeah? Even if it means someone woke you up. Yeah? You still need to make that same preparations. You know, get someone else to give them the responsibility to get you up. But you need to make sure you perform your Fajr Salah every single day in the beautiful month of Ramadan. Another beautiful habit that we adopted in the beautiful month of Ramadan, that was during Sahri and Iftari, many of us, we had beautiful cooked food with our family. We enjoyed the meals, we enjoyed the Sahri and Iftari with our family, with our friends, and we used to eat collectively. And this is a beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to eat together. But what happens to us outside Ramadan? We forget. We forget to eat together. You know, everyone has their own time. Someone is doing breakfast about 7 o'clock in the morning. Someone gets up about 10 o'clock. They're having a breakfast. Someone gets up at 11 o'clock. Our breakfast time is all over the place. And the moms and aunties, they're all full day. They're busy, you know, in the kitchen. They have to make some toast for one kid and a roti for someone else and make something, you know, get cereal for another one. You know, full day they're busy with, you know, breakfast, and then lunch time kicks in, and then we have dinner, and throughout the day and night they're always in the kitchen. It shouldn't be like that. Then we say, how come there's no unity? How come there's no love in our house? How come we have so many problems? Our mindsets don't meet. Maybe it's because we don't eat together. Because it is mentioned in the prophetic traditions that by eating together, this is a beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and one blessing that you get by eating collectively is you increase love between the family. And that is beautiful. That's what we need. This is the need of our time. We need love and unity and togetherness. And how do we do it? Why don't we fix our meal times? Yeah, let's fix time. Now see what suits the majority of the people in the family. Let's fix that time and let's have the meal together. You know, if you want to eat 1 hour before, why can't we just wait? Yeah, just wait for 1 more hour and eat together with your uncles, with your grandparents, with your mom and dad. Yeah, your dad, for example, your father is going to work and he will be arriving about 7 o'clock in the evening. Why don't wait for your dad to come back and enjoy the meal with him? And this is something we need to realize. In the month of Ramadan, we did it. Yeah, we can do it in the rest of 11 months as well. Hassan Raza, can you mention any other lesson that we can learn from Ramadan? Or any beautiful habit that you think people used to do in Ramadan and they should continue?
Read Quran every day. And read namaz 5 times a day in the mosque.
Reading 5 times namaz in the masjid. What about being nice to elders?
Yeah, being
is that something that kids do in Ramadan? Do they actually put effort in? Do they try to respect elders and be nice to them? You should be serving people. You should be looking after your family. When you have loads of food there, especially when it's the best part in the dining mat, you should go and give it to your family and friends, especially your parents if they're there. Have you had this experience that sometimes, you know, your parents, they come and they actually spoon feed you, although you're big, but they still put something in your mouth, yeah? Even if it's like, you know, a spoon of rice or, you know, a milk cake or dessert or whatever it is, they do it with love. And they put something in your mouth and you're eating it. And what about you? Have you ever thought of doing the same to your mom and dad? Yeah? I'm not saying that, you know, you say, okay, dad, please sit down there and today I'm going to be feeding you. Okay, you're going to be a baby now. I don't mean that way. Come on. Yeah. I mean that, for example, there's so much food there and there's something really nice on the dining mat. Why don't you take a piece of that food and then give it to your dad? Dad, here it is for you. Or if you could put it in the mouth, it's fine, it's nice. It increases love. Yeah, that's what we need to do. We need to be kind to our parents. Give them love. And because parents, you know, they put so much effort for us, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Can you give me some examples how parents look after their kids?
They feed you whenever you want, whenever you ask. They make whatever you want for you. And if you need something, they'll give it you. If you need to go shops, they'll give you some money as well. And they always help you whatever.
Have you noticed? Sometimes you ask your parents to do something, to buy you something, and your parents don't want to buy it. Because they think it's not good for you or not yet. You know, they might not have money at the moment, yeah? So they don't want to buy it for you at the moment. But then you insist. You keep on asking, yeah, please, Dad, I want to buy this. Please, Dad, get me this. I really want this. Yeah, and then what happens at the end?
They buy it.
They buy it for you. Yeah? And they buy it for you because they want to see you happy.
Yeah.
Yeah? And sometimes there are parents out there, they have to, you know, borrow money from their cousins or friends to fulfill the wishes of the children. And if parents have to go so much to make you happy, then what about us? Do we not have a right to look after our parents? Hassan, we were talking about lessons of Ramadan. Yeah. So just briefly, we were discussing, like, as children, we need to make sure we show kindness to our parents as well. So is there any example that you can give how we can be kind to our parents?
We can, instead of them cooking, you can say that you want to cook for a day or maybe for Ramadan.
This is obviously for teenagers or the elders, you know, who have grown up, and if you can help them, I think the best part is what from parents. Yeah, parents will be happy about this. If you can eat what they've cooked for you,
yeah,
and you don't be nosy. Oh, I don't want to eat this. Oh, I don't like this. Oh, yuck. You know, you come up with so many words. Yeah, you just, you know, some people say it's ugly and all sort of things people say. You know, I think if we can avoid all this, this itself will be a big help for the parents. Yeah, whatever your mums and dads, you know, whoever elders, whatever they have cooked for you, just eat it. Just be the good person, yeah, and just eat that food. Don't be nosy, yeah. Don't make excuses, yeah. I want this food, I want that food. Why did you make this? I'm not gonna have this. If the whole family is having a certain dish, yeah, you need to mix in the family as well. You're not different. You're not come from a different planet, are you? Yeah, you live on the planet Earth. You were born on the planet Earth as well. Thank you. So we need to make sure, you know, we at least eat the food, whatever they've cooked, and without being fussy, without making noise, yeah? And that itself would be a big thing. What about some kids, when parents call them to do something, and they scream and yell, and they're stuck, they're glued onto their phones or games, yeah. What do you think about them? What should they do?
They should stop their games and phone, wherever they are, they should be reading Quran instead of the game. And when the parents are calling them, they should go straight away.
You know, those kids who kids and elders, you know, if you want to make your life more productive, I want to say to you one thing, and that is stay away from time wasters. And who is wasted now? Who are these wasters? It doesn't have to be just people. It could be social media, it could be games, it could be, you know, other things that you do that just wastes your time and you're not productive. Why don't we utilize our time to do something good in our life? And this is the age when you're young, yeah, Noman Raza, when you're young and you focus on your worship, you behave, you listen to your mom and dad, and you don't mess about, you don't swear, you keep your clothes clean, and when your parents tell you to read Quran Pak, you do wuzu and you read Quran Pak with love, and that's why you progress then. That's how you become a good person, you become a good human being, and when you grow big, inshallah, you will have like a treasure of knowledge with you. You know, your character will be so much beautiful. That's because you've been listening to the parents' advice. That's the most important thing. As Muslims, we need to make sure we follow the advice. May Allah Ta'ala keep you well and safe.
Ameen.
Fi amanillah. I love Islam.